Several new developments tonight with the possible sale of the video sharing app TikTok.
The company's CEO announced that he is resigning. Kevin Mayer told employees his decision was prompted by a change in the political environment. He had only been CEO since June 1st. Also today, Walmart executives say they want to join Microsoft in a bid to buy the Chinese-owned app. This comes just weeks after President Trump ordered a ban on the app, calling it a security risk.
News Nation correspondent Nancy Liu live outside TikTok's corporate headquarters in Culver City, California. Nancy.
And Rob, in a span of less than 24 hours, TikTok lost its CEO and gained another potential new buyer. It has been a whirlwind, but tonight there is renewed hope about the future of TikTok, which was very bright when it moved into this gleaming new building right before the pandemic.
Today, popular content by celebrities and everyday people is still churning away on TikTok, which has an estimated 100 million users in the U.S.
If I'm just like on my phone, kind of just relaxing, yeah, and it's fun. I think it's fun. It's entertaining.
A deadline is looming, though it was recently extended from September 15th to November 12th. Citing national security concerns, the Trump administration has ordered TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, to sell off its U.S. operations. If not, TikTok will be banned. Many users seem unconcerned about it all.
I think that American companies already spy on us. I just think that they can't capitalize off of it's being made off in another country. So I guess that's why they don't want it here anymore.
On the heels of the sudden resignation of TikTok CEO Kevin Mayer, today's news of Walmart as a bidder. Anthony Borkus teaches at the School of Business at USC. He is bullish on the Walmart move.
I was a little surprised at first. They weren't at the top of my list that I thought would be natural bidders. But then going through the details and really looking at strategy and looking at, you know, their earnings to date and their growth in e-commerce, I think it actually does make a lot of sense.
Whatever happens, users are ready to stay or go with the flow.
Instagram has reels now, so some people that I have done like TikTok upload their TikToks onto Instagram. I personally wouldn't really miss it. Okay. It like gets distracting.
Now, the Chinese owner of ByteDance has denied that TikTok is used as a spying tool. But according to Forbes, TikTok has been caught using it, spying on users. And it's not just the Trump administration that says so. Now, apart from the Walmart-Microsoft partnership as potential buyers, Oracle is another potential bidder for TikTok. Reporting live from Culver City, Nancy Liu, News Nation.